I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Your 2017 World Series champion Astros.
One of baseball's most thrilling World Series was fittingly decided in a Game 7 as the Houston Astros defeated the Dodgers in Los Angeles 5-1 to claim the first championship in franchise history. Founded in 1962, the 55-year drought is a Major League Baseball record for the longest time a franchise has played before winning a championship. Thousands of Astros fans filled Houston's home stadium to watch the win unfold on the Jumbotrons and share the moment together.
Everybody that lives in Houston knows how important this win was for us. We got devastated by a hurricane a few weeks ago, and everyone was down on their luck. But the Astros picked us up. They gave us some hope. They gave us something to cheer for. And now we're champions of the world!
We've had a hurricane. So much. It's been, 1994 since the Rockets won? It's been over 22, 23 years. This means everything to our city, and we can't be happier.
The major title-winning teams traditionally get an invitation to visit the White House. While the trip to Washington has become mired in politics over the past year, Houston manager A.J. Hinch says it will not overshadow what the team has accomplished and what it means to a city that has waited so long for a title and amid a tough recovery from Hurricane Harvey.
What comes out of this moving forward on the political side, or what we do or don't do, or what sports has turned into representing the kind of the country's tone, will have to be decided in time. We're not going to allow anything to polarize this moment that we want to celebrate with our fans.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
I've dreamed of a moment like this since I was a little girl.
Before Sunday's New York City Marathon, American Shalane Flanagan had never won a major race at the 42-kilometer distance.
It means a lot to me, to my family, and hopefully inspires the next generation of American women.
The 36-year-old Flanagan, who was the 10,000-meter silver medalist at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, had some extra motivation to run in New York.
About 9 months ago, I was heartbroken over not getting the opportunity to race the Boston Marathon, and it really hurt quite a bit. And I just kept telling myself that there's going to be delayed gratification and a moment down the road that would make up for it.
Flanagan became the first U.S. woman in 40 years to win the New York City Marathon, finishing in 2 hours, 26 minutes, 53 seconds, 1 minute and 1 second ahead of Kenyan Mary Kitany, who had won the race 3 years in a row.
My coaches told me that it was possible. The training that I put in was the best I've ever had, and they made me believe that today it could happen if I just ran a tactically sound race and was patient. And these are the moments that we dream of as athletes, and this is going to feel good for a really long time.
The men's race was closer, with Kenyan Jeffrey Kamwar finishing in a time of 2 hours, 10 minutes, 53 seconds. His countryman, Wilson Kipsang, came in second place, just 3 seconds behind after making a final push near the finish line. Kamwar, the 24-year-old reigning world cross-country champion, said he looked up at the video monitor near the finish and saw Kipsang coming up behind him.
I knew I was focusing to the finish line, but when I look at the camera, I saw someone was coming, which was Wilson, and I had to believe myself because I was so near to the finish. So I had to do my best to make sure that I won, and I really thank God I won.
The race took place under boosted security 5 days after an attacker used a truck to ram people on a New York City bike path, leaving 8 dead. It didn't deter tough New Yorkers, as the mayor's office said 2 million spectators lined the streets to cheer for the runners. English golfer Justin Rose is seeing his game bloom at the right time, winning back-to-back tournaments in Shanghai, China, and in Turkey.
I think this is the first time I've gone back-to-back in my career, literally week on week. I think the last time I did it, there might have been a week off in between the two. So to roll some form into a, you know, into another tournament immediately is wonderful. And you know, every win is different. You never get tired of it, obviously. They challenge you in different ways. So you're kind of always learning almost like a new skill every time you win.
Rose finished at 18 under par to edge by one shot South African Dylan Fratelli and Nicholas Coulthard of Belgium.
You didn't really know where the winner was going to come from with about five or six holes to play. I think that it was going to take a little run from somebody. I just happened to make one more than the rest of them, but all the boys played really well down the stretch.
Rose suddenly finds himself in second place behind English compatriot Tommy Fleetwood in the race to Dubai, a season-long competition spanning 47 tournaments in 26 countries on four continents to crown the European Tour's top player of the year. For Rose, it's a week off before the tournament in Dubai.
Even though I'm not playing, it's a really important week for me. I'm going to catch up with my coaches. I'm going to catch up with my physio. I'm going to catch up on some work. I'm going to get the body feeling good, come back to Dubai, give myself the best possible chance. So even though I'm not technically playing, I'm going to be doing a lot of good work.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.